Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Hope you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, man. I was doing some cooking this morning. Putting some stuff on to be
what you
done.
Got? What you got going?
For tomorrow. Well, I had mentioned to you guys, I didn't mention this publicly, but I had mentioned, I think, to Day-Day and maybe Orin, or I forget. But we were talking about greens and collards and, you know, family like, yeah, can you cook them like mom? And I'm like, maybe. So anyways, the process, you know, it's slow and low, but got those on today. And wifey's cooking a bunch of stuff today, as most folks are, trying to not have to cook all day tomorrow. Plus, Mike, we said this today on the pre-show, man, there's so many good games on tomorrow. I just want to chill.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be a total couch spud. Oh, by the way, thanks to the Falcons for an assist. They lent us a headset.
For sure.
So appreciate the thanks to the crack staff here at the Falcons for helping the broadcast get going. We had some defective equipment, but we good to go. But yeah, man, my wife, she started the brine today, so I got like a magnum of Evan Williams. Mm-hmm. So the turkey's going to be sitting in that. Turkey's going to be drunk, but sitting in that bad boy. And then, again, we joked around about ham versus turkey. There's a way to do it, man. So smoking that bird.
Yeah.
So I'll say it. I know Carl hates this phrase.
Moist.
So be succulent.
It's got to be.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. So what are you working on?
It's got to be. No, I was just cooking some sides today. The birds have been brining for over 24 hours. I did that, I guess, what's today? Wednesday. So I did that Monday evening. And I'm two different brines. So I told you, Mike, I smoke one, and then obviously I've got a air fry one outside. I got a big air fryer now outside. So it's not traditional from the standpoint of, you know, dropping it in the grease, man, which I've become a big fan of. Probably been doing that for 15 years or so. But this is going to be a little different. And I finally got a chance to cook like a – this air fryer for outside is for big cuts of meat.
Ooh.
So – but the cool thing is the cleanup is – that
I've had a love.
It's so easy.
I've had a love. Maybe it's. I think you get what you pay for it with the air fryer.
Okay. Okay.
I think you got to get the right one.
Yeah, but this isn't in the house. This is like
outside.
This is like it looks
industrial
like a grill.
Size. Right. Right.
And you put the meat in there, man, and this thing, the way it cooks around and the skin crispy, it came out. This is my thing because I told Michelle, I said I'm not using it if it doesn't come out like the one I'm used to, and the skin was crispy. I did a turkey about 3 or 4 weeks ago just to test it, a small one. And it was delicious. And I didn't do all the stuff that I'd done on these two. Like, I brined and seasoned and done all this. These two should come out great.
Yeah, the fried turkey thing, my kid brother was a master of that. It was so funny because the year we did Christmas up in Long Island where I grew up, one of the neighbors, it was literally one of those stories that goes viral. There was like a turkey mortar about two blocks over.
People don't know. They got to let that thing thaw.
Yeah, took out like a part of his garage.
Oh, yeah. Because it'll explode.
Boom.
If you drop it in.
Incoming turkey.
And yeah, because that was the fear, right? And I remember like the first time my family, everybody came 1 year. I mean, we probably had, I don't know, 12, 15 people all, you know, close with the family. And everybody's like, you're going to fry a turkey? And I'm like, yeah, I do it every year. And they're like, what? Are you sure? Should we call the fire department? No, I know what I'm doing.
No, because one nitwit out of like whatever, 1 million is the guy that's going to create the turkey mortar. I got a guy that hit me up on the text line just now. You don't cook, Mike? No, I could. I'd probably be the guy that would be in the emergency room. Becky's the expert. My wife is really good. She's mastered the smoker.
Yeah, let your partner do what they do, man.
We have a rec tech. It's kind of like a Traeger. It's made in Augusta. We've been using that bad boy for 5 years, and she's the master of it, man. So we're going to do that. And then Friday, I'm thinking like cocktails all day, having some neighbors over, a little Black Friday party.
No doubt. I mean, look, depending on how I go on Thursday will depend on how the Friday goes. Because I don't know about you guys, man. We get up, we toast, we have some mimosas, we have some thanks, and then the day gets started, and all of a sudden, before, you know, it's noon, you've had a few, and it's good.
Can't wait, man. Hey, by the way, before we get into a character here, just a couple of things to clean up. A lot of guys, I'm sure you got the same stuff this morning on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. Some of these websites, but I'm not that familiar with, saying that the Falcons think that Michael Penix may miss all of next season. First off, we have no idea what the expectation level is. We have nothing on that from the team. So you're hearing these things. There's a website called JPA. I'm not familiar with it. They got a lot of followers. But saying that he could cause the team to rethink their plans. We have no idea on the timeline. We talked about this last week. You know, the worst case scenario is almost 12 months. The best case scenario is anywhere from 6 to 9 months. So anybody who says definitively the Falcons know, they don't know. We don't know. And certainly anybody who's putting this on social media doesn't know.
I would also say, you know, again, be careful with all of that. These erroneous reports are easy to be put out there. Guys, he just had surgery yesterday. Hell, the doctors didn't know what it looked like until they went in and looked at it yesterday. He just had surgery. I don't even know if anybody with the team would be aware of, hey, this is what we think. But I think those reports are dangerous. And more importantly, man, look, go with the credible folks that you trust and that you know. We're here every day. There are guys and women and men we trust that are here every day and are in tune with this team. If we knew something like that, do you not think we'd be telling you?
Right.
We there is nothing out there like that because the process has just started. And especially with how could you know that 2 days ago before the surgery happened? So I think that's just a lot of speculating, Mike, and it's dangerous because you get people all riled up and they go, the kid's not coming back. Slow down. He will recover, and when it's time to find out what that timetable is going to look like, we will certainly give that to you and report it properly. But, guys, but, yeah, this just – and, Mike, that's easy too, by the way. I got to tell you, like, we know what the recovery timetable is allegedly for most of these kinds of surgeries. It's easy to speculate about something like that for clicks, and I think that's what that's about.
So I just retweeted this report is bull spit, as Mike Smith would say. Again, just based on the – again, this is why the internet – and, look, we had this discussion a few weeks ago – it's tough because there's people who see something, boom, I saw it. It's gospel.
It's gospel.
That site's got 100,000 followers. Doesn't matter. There's things that are based on fact. I mean, you got to deduce this logically. What do the Falcons know? Well, again, Carl, you know, you don't get the immediate evaluation. Okay, he just came out of surgery. He's done for next year. it's that stuff that, again, use your brain. These people, it's clickbait. And guys, I don't, the last thing I am is a corporate spokesman for the Falcons. I'm just saying, here's the facts, okay? And if it comes on where Penix has complications or something's not right, then there's more structural damage. Okay, that's another. We'll get there when we get there. But right now, best case, he's ready to go by camp. Worst case, he's not ready to go until Labor Day.
Yeah. And hopefully it's sooner, not later. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking today, man, as we are live at Flowery Branch. We're going to talk to Coach, and we're also going to get a chance to talk to Jesse Bates coming up. Big O's back at the studio hanging out and keeping us on track. And, of course, our man Day-Day, executive producing here live with us at Flowery Branch. Big O, man, let's get to the daily download. Well, we've been talking a lot about the offense. How about these edge rushers, man? How about the young guys and what they've meant so far to this team? Coach Ra was asked about the rookie edge rushers. Of course, that's Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As we said, you know, the Rams used to say, blank those picks. And in the case of, look, I love what I'm seeing from Walker and Pierce. And if we finish middle of the road, you know, or if we're just on the cusp of the playoffs, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating. Here we are another year not making the playoffs. But I'm not as hung up as I was a few weeks ago, you know, about this. I mean, yes, there's a lot of parts to the whole conversation about this season. The 5-game losing streak where there were things that we screwed up. The coaching staff screwed up. The players screwed up. And did you now, unfortunately, lose the division in those 5 games? Because now, as we said, the Bucs have more than wild. Looks like they expect Baker Mayfield to play. He did practice, so he'll be – it's we'll get more on that later with our full injury report. But, look, as a Falcon fan, I'm all in with Cousins. I'm all in whoever the freaking quarterback is. If it was Gardner Minshew, if it was, I don't know, Max the Talking Mule playing quarterback, I'm in. You know. But now I just hope we, you know, beat the Jets, start stacking some wins, and then, you know, obviously it gets tougher against teams like Seattle and the Rams.
Does the Talking Mule go, get the call in, Zach? Let's go. I got to get the call in.
Yeah, I mean, see, there's the things that, you know, we've argued with some folks over. These things did happen. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw Michael Penix Jr. struggle in Berlin at times, make some plays, miss some plays, put the ball in Kyle Pitts' hands, did his job, subsequently yelling at his offensive coordinator to get the play in. And yeah. We all saw that.
Oh, that's happened. Yeah, it's happened numerous times.
That's stuff that's happened. And we've had delay of game penalties. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, look, there's enough blame to go around. You know, it's not to give the offensive coordinator a pass, I think, is childish. To put it all on Michael Penix Jr. is childish. I mean, it takes a village to screw up as much as the Falcons did in that 5-game losing streak.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Bulldogs will take on Georgia Tech. It is clean, old-fashioned hate, guys, and there's nothing like these rivalry games. I love this weekend in college football, and it doesn't matter if you're a fan of that particular team. Michigan-Ohio State is great, right? I mean, you start Iron Bowl is great. And so will this one as well. Kirby was talking about Buster Faulkner and his offense. Of course, he's very familiar with Buster as he worked under Kirby at Georgia. It has, Mike. I just don't know how dynamic they're going to be against this Dawgs defense this year. This year, I think, look, for all the things they brought last year, you don't think Kirby and company are going to be ready for that this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, we know Faulkner is a great OC. We talked yesterday. That's one of those things I'm going to have to do is sign a check for him to make sure he sticks around. Philo would presumably take over unless there's somebody else in the transfer portal.
Uh-oh.
You never know. Never say never right now in 2025.
Hey, man, Hawks lose to the Wizards 132-113.
What the hell happened there?
They trade they trailed, should I say, 45-23. I agree with you, Steve Holman. 45-23 at the end of the first quarter. When I saw that pop up on my phone last night, I was like, because I wasn't watching. I said, what? No, this can't be right. This is a misprint. The Hawks were terrible last night.
Apparently, and we'll talk to Steve Kuhnin next week. He's off for Thanksgiving. They didn't realize this was the in-season tournament. When they stepped up on the floor in D.C., they should have noticed, wow, look at the fancy paint scheme. This means more.
I thought C.J. McCollum was retired, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought he was done.
Boy, that was a resurrection. So welcome to what I like to call, kids, the NBA regular season.
Coming up. It was. Hey, college football front and center. We're going to look at the matchups this weekend, including Ole Miss at Miss State. Why do I care? Because I want to hear this decision, Lane Kiffin. It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.